I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. Hi there, it's Michael from Amazing FBA. Again, welcome back to the show. So just a quick one today. I've got a quick five-parter, which is on a subject which I think is being neglected. It's not totally neglected, but the value of it has been neglected. And that is optimizing your Amazon listing, not just in terms of keywords as an abstract thing, not just in terms of photographs, but the keywords integrated into copy, which is a jargon way of saying the words and how they make people take action and make you money. Now, that is an area that I've been recently reconnected with by Dana Derricks, who has been a guest recently. I'm delighted to say that Dana is going to be doing a quick webinar for us as well, about an hour long. I'm not a big fan of massive long webinars. It's going to be on Thursday, the 20th of July, and 8 p.m. British time. That's midday Pacific or 3 p.m. Eastern. And really, he's going to be revealing a lot of exciting secrets there. So I'm not going to go into detail about that. If you want to sign up for it, go to amazingfba.com/Dana, D-A-N for November, A. And you can find out a great deal more from the man himself. Just a quick one on Dana. If you haven't heard of him, Dana is being responsible for $625 million of sales on Amazon. Seriously huge number. And he's recently hit the $1 million a month himself mark as a seller. So he's a serious guy. Check him out. Now, what I've learned from him, the thing I want to share today is very quick, and that is really the importance of words in a listing. So I always thought they're a little add-on. They'd add, make a few percent difference if you kind of spend a bit of time on them. But Dana has taken the log from my eyes. I see clearly now, because his results are that he get anything from a 30 to 50% increase in sales when his copy was put in place and really done correctly, which I think is a staggering result, because obviously photography is a very specialist thing, takes a lot of work, and most people now have decent photographs. But I think this is an easy win relative to other things. And unlike getting PPC right, which you've got to do, PPC keeps costing you money. Whereas once you get your listing done right, then you have that listing optimized for the next, you know, I was going to say forever, but certainly you're going to have to revisit it and tweak it. But really, for the next few months, the work you do once pays you many, many, many times over, which is why Dana was able to charge $10,000 per listing and get it and be good value, because you just do the maths. It's very, very easy. Let's say I had a listing that does $10,000 a month. That is, you know, say $100,000, $120,000 over the course of a year. If I can increase the sales from that by just 10% by paying somebody $10,000, which sounds like a crazy amount of money, then think about it. I've gone from $100,000 a year, roughly, so $10,000 a month, to $110,000 a year, or $11,000 a month. So it's only going to take me about a year for that money to pay off my investment in the optimization. Obviously, if you're doing like $100,000 a month, it would take you 1 month to pay that off. And then the rest is profit, which goes to show just how powerful it is. And a 10% increase is pretty small. So not suggesting you go and hire Dana for $10,000, apart from anything else, you can't do it now. He just isn't doing one-to-one client work anymore. But obviously, if you can learn from a man who's applied those principles and even half apply those for yourself in an hour or two's work on your listing, then that is huge payoff. So I really, really would urge you to go and learn from this guy. And the webinar is absolutely free. And they'll be getting lots and lots of stuff that is not widely talked about, because it's not in Dana's interest to have everybody in the sun know his techniques, right? So he's agreed to do a special webinar for us. If you want to check that out, go to amazingfba.com/Dana, D-A-N for November, A. And it'll be about an hour of your life, and it's been an incredibly well spent hour. So that is on Thursday, the 20th of July, 8 p.m. BST, or 12 p.m. Pacific, I should say, or 3 p.m. Eastern. That's it, a pretty short one. I'm going to do another four parts. I'm going to deal with the separate areas of your listing in an overview. So the next one's title, the bullets, the description, and of course the back end. Okay, so the next episode we're going to talk about the title and some very, very important principles that most people are getting completely wrong that can turn your listing around. Thanks for listening, and look forward to seeing you at the webinar. Cheers. That's it.
thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.